Part 5. Suffer little children to come unto me.
In Luke 18, we learn a great lesson about children from the Lord. He said, "And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not." In 3 Nephi, we read of the Lord taking the children and blessing them and praying for them one by one. That took time, a lot of effort. These scriptures inspire me to spend more time with my children. Just yesterday, my children and I were taking an hour drive to run an errand. I wanted to turn on talk radio. You know, sometimes you just want to hear an adult voice, even if it's someone miles away talking into a microphone. I could have easily just turned on the radio, but I knew this was a great opportunity to talk with my children. So I pointed out the stormy clouds out to them. Wouldn't that be fun to paint? I asked them, look at how many shades there are. Aren't they beautiful? My children then spent 10 minutes pointing out everything beautiful they saw outside. I didn't tell them to do that. They had just taken my cue. I was amazed when my 4-year-old daughter noticed how a ray of sunlight was coming through the clouds and lighting up a portion of a field. And then we had a spelling bee and had so much fun. And then my 11-year-old son mentioned some statistic he had heard about pornography. And I had a very natural and powerful teaching moment to talk about both the snares and consequences of pornography. None of this would have happened if I had turned on talk radio and tuned my children out. It took effort, but I found in the end that I was so fulfilled and happy from that drive. Not only did my children gain more, but I gained so much more than I would have from talk radio. This year, I was at parent-teacher conference in the hall waiting for our turn, and I was reading the students' list of what they had done during the summer. And the majority of the kids talked about what video games they had played and what levels they had gotten to. And it made me really sad. It's so easy these days to slide by and let video games, computer games, TV, and movies keep our children occupied so we can do other things. It's not that all TV and video and computer games are bad in and of themselves, but our sacred responsibility with these children is not just to make sure that they are dressed, go to school, do their homework, are fed, and are kept safe. Our main responsibility as mothers is to nurture and to mold our children's minds and characters and testimony. One summer morning, my children were in their pajamas at 9 in the morning watching cartoons when I realized that I was not taking all the opportunities I could as a mother to mold and shape my children's lives. I turned off the TV and our summer changed. A morning that could have been cartoons and computer games turned into a nature walk where we marveled together about the beauties of the earth. And then we downloaded the 50 top classical songs on iTunes and made a goal to learn to recognize the names and composers' names of as many classical songs as we could that summer. My little children and I danced to the classical music and had an absolute blast, while my older children looked up information on the composers on the internet and read it out loud to everyone else. Since that day, I have tried to find ways to greater mold and shape my children. This often means turning off TV and games, and even reducing unimportant things from our schedule. And it has definitely meant putting more effort into mothering, going the extra mile. If parenting has become boring, mundane, or dull for you, it may be because you have an attitude of all the things you have to do for your kids that day, instead of focusing on all the amazing things you can do. For example, we've started American History Mornings in my family where I make a special breakfast once or twice a month, and we study the Founding Fathers, principles behind the Constitution, and great American documents. My children absolutely love it, and they are learning to appreciate and understand their freedom and those who have fought for it. It's so exciting to see my children's minds filled with such worthy things, and it's thrilling to me to realize the power that I have to shape their lives through my efforts. Patricia Holland said, "The most important yes we can say to our children is yes, I have time for you," end quote. The more effort I have put into mothering, the more I have come to love it. Instead of feeling boring, it's exciting. Instead of feeling like I'm losing myself, I know I'm finding myself. Instead of feeling like I'm missing out on opportunities, I'm finding I've never had so many opportunities to do things and to be creative and to use my talents and gifts and abilities. But it takes effort. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Christ always had time for children. He invited them to him. He never viewed them as an inconvenience, even when he was tired and had so many things to do. Suffer them to come unto me, he said.
I would never choose a bigger house over raising you. I would never trade these precious days for a title or an office with a few. Child, you mean more to me than any worldly pursuit.
Christ has taught me not to forbid children from coming into our family because of inconvenience. His example has taught me to try not to feel inconvenienced by my children, and I am trying not to forbid my children from conversation and interaction with me for the sake of greater convenience on my end. I want you to think about how the disciples rebuked the people when they wanted to bring the children to Christ. The disciples thought he was tired and had more important things to do. The disciples learned the truth, but our world doesn't always understand the truth and gives the same false message today that we don't need to burden ourselves so much with children, and that we deserve more time for ourselves and more ease and more freedom and more convenience. Julie B. Beck said in April 2010 General Conference, "A good woman must constantly resist alluring and deceptive messages from many sources telling her that she is entitled to more time away from her responsibilities and that she deserves a life of greater ease and independence."